Blog Talk Radio.
Flavor News with Lady Flavor. This is DeLon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists. So sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
Welcome to the All Media Artist Features. Tonight I'm trying it a second time, and I'm really, really hoping that this is going to work out tonight. We had so many technical difficulties last night, and unfortunately I wasn't able to figure out what it was that was actually causing the problem. And so I don't know if it was the internet, the computer, Blog Talk Radio, but it just did not work last night to have my featured guest, Terrell K, come on. So, you know, do me a favor. Take a moment and say a prayer that this just really, really works out, because I do want to bring Terrell onto the show tonight. I do want him to share his story, his humor, his faith, and his flavor with you, because he's an absolutely amazing man. He's silly, you know, but he's serious at the same time, and he has so much to share with all people that have the opportunity to hear him and to experience him. But until Terrell calls in, I'm just going to play you a variety of tracks that you can find from the artists over at the All Media Artists website, which is www.allmediaartists.com. And as I started out last night with this particular track, I'm going to do it again just because I want LJ to hear himself on the radio. And so this is a piece that was created. Oh, no. It just went down. Okay. All right. Let's see if I can get it back up again. So are you saying some prayers for me, my friends? Because it already went down and I didn't even get to play a track yet. Okay, it might be coming back up. Let's see. Half of the show board is back up, so let's see if the rest of it will come back. I was trying to create all these precautions and stuff to ensure that this would not go down tonight, but I can see that this is maybe a challenge tonight also. But anyway, let's, you know, just really honestly, I know this isn't necessarily a thing that you might pray for, but, you know, I really do ask that you say a prayer, because this is a show that I really want to get through. So anyway, as I was stating, I really, really want to play this track. I want John D. Green Sr. and John D. Green Jr. to hear this particular piece. When I received it, it's something very, very special, and to have a father-son duo be able to create this and share it, and to have an 8-year-old so instrumental in, you know, the process of this particular piece just really, really impressed me so very, very much. So cross your fingers that this works, and I'm going to play Rain by John D. Green Sr. and John D. Green Jr., LJ.
Thank you.
All right, that was Rain by John D. Green Sr. and John D. Green Jr., LJ. So just crossing my fingers that this keeps going, and I know Terrell said he's going to be calling in shortly, so I want to thank everybody who's tuned into this show live, to those that are hanging out in the wings, to those that are hanging out in the chat room. I really, really appreciate you coming back and going through this with me again. There are some glitches that are taking place, but I'm just really, really praying and hoping that we can make it through this show tonight. So let me just jump into another track by another artist that you can find over on the All Media Artists website. And I'm going to play a piece by Patrick Yandel, and this is called A New Day. Piece was by Patrick Yandel, and it's called A New Day. So I'm going to click on the line. I'm hoping maybe this is our special guest tonight, Terrell Case. Let me just click and see if this works.
Turn it down a
bit. All right. Is this Terrell Case that I'm bringing on? Caller from the 804 area code. You're on the All Media Artists.
Hi, Relish. This is Aunt Peaches.
And how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very, very good.
This Lisa?
So, no, this is Lady Flava.
Oh, can I get to Terrell K?
He has not called in yet.
He hasn't called in yet?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, well, should I call back later?
Or do you want to just hold on? I know that Terrell said he would be calling in here in just a few minutes. Do you want me to just
sure.
put you back on hold? Okay, I'll
okay,
do that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so looks like we've already got a caller for Terrell, which that's exciting. But, you know, until Terrell calls in, let me just jump into another track by another artist that you can find over at the All Media Artists website. You know, I'm going to play this piece, and this is by my featured guest from last week. This is Aaron T with his piece called Kissed by the Sun. That was Kissed by the Sun by Aaron T., who was my featured guest last week. Now, we have been having sunshine today, just absolutely beautiful weather, such a turnaround from yesterday that was just pouring down rain and raining so very, very hard. I was kind of blaming my technical difficulties on the rain yesterday, but today it is just beautiful. Blue skies, there's some very big fluffy clouds out there, but it's just beautiful. So I want to play a piece by Wilberry Jordan, and this is called Sunflower in My Garden.
Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun. So nice to see you when I rise. When I look outside my window, I behold Mother Nature's grand design. There's a festival of color blazing in the morning sunshine. But the sight that brings me so much joy and puts a smile on my face is the golden yellow petals of my favorite bloom as it crowns this sacred space. Sunflowers in my garden follow the path of the sun. Sunflowers in my garden follow the path of the sun. It's amazing that something so beautiful begins as a simple seed. And the very thing designed to make it grow reflects the thing that it would be. To wake each day and bathe within this solar flower's golden ray. As creation sets before your very eyes, this flower sees the sun along its way.
Sunflowers in my garden follow the path of the sun. Sunflowers in my garden follow the path of the sun.
Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun. So nice to see you when I rise. Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun. So nice to see you. Perfect way to begin the day. Beautiful golden sunflowers on display, planted in the garden, born on solar winds, turns itself toward the sun as the day begins. What a perfect way to begin the day. Beautiful golden sunflowers on display, planted in the garden, born on solar wind, turns itself toward the sun as the day begins. Hello,
sunflowers in my garden,
hello,
follow.
That beautiful piece is by Waberi Jordan out of California, and it's called Sunflower in My Garden. Maybe I'll give you a little fact here that you might not know about myself. I guess in my own way, I am an artist. Sometimes I always say I'm not an artist, I'm just a fan. I'm the one that waves my leopard pom-poms for underground independent artists. But at the age of 12, I started working at a flower shop in my community, and from there, it grew into me being a floral designer, a lead of a department of the largest wholesaler in the Pacific Northwest, to, you know, running departments in other places as a floral designer. So I am a very good floral designer. I will have to admit, in 99 when my mom passed and I did her funeral flowers, that was the last time that I did flowers. But sunflowers are something that are very, very near and dear to my heart. My extended family are from Sunflower, Mississippi. So my very first tattoo that I got at the age of 40 was a sunflower on my leg. So when I had Waberi Jordan on and I received this particular piece, it just, you know, it meant a lot to me in many, many different ways. The beauty that flowers can bring into a person's life, no matter what it is, if it's a celebration, if it's just helping you move through a hard time and space, you know, the loss of a loved one, whatever. Flowers are always something that's just beautiful and brings love and peace into somebody's life. So I love that piece, Sunflower in My Garden. My board is popping in and out, so I'm just waiting. It doesn't look like it is shut down yet, so I'm hoping it's going to fully come back over to me so I can play another piece, and then hopefully Terrell will call in here very, very soon, because I do want to get him in before, you know, this all just, like, you know, falls apart on me. So how about if I take you out to Ohio and play a piece by Black Eyes, and this is called Indigo Moon. Oh, maybe it won't play. The board's not totally back up yet, even though that part of the board is showing. So anyway, thank you so much, everybody who's come out to hang out with me during this show, and crossing your fingers and saying prayers that I can get through it. And I'm needing your, you know, fingers crossed, toes crossed, and prayers right at the moment, because, you know, it's just like the board is just halfway back up with me at the moment. So I could sit here and ramble on and ramble on, but you are listening to the All Media Artist Features tonight. This is our second attempt. We tried it last night and just ran into so many glitches, and it looks like we may be running into some glitches tonight. But if you are not aware of what the All Media Artist Features are about, it is an amazing site for independent artists. And you can check it out at www.allmediaartists.com. If you are an independent artist and you're looking for a home to be able to display your work, your bio, to create that professional look, as far as, you know, getting yourself out there and being able to promote in a professional manner, this is a site for you to join. It's new. It's only been around about 6 months. And Therese, who is the mama over there, she is more than happy to help you. You know, if this is something new to you in regards to how to set up a page and how to, you know, really put that professional look together, she can help you with that process. If you are a fan of the independent artists, that I welcome you to come join me over there. I am a fan over on the All Media Artists website. I just realized that when I go over there, I haven't been logging in, so I probably show up as a guest. But you have the capability of just, you know, going and checking out the artists, giving them some feedback, you know, on what you're experiencing from them, to the fact that you can take their individual links and be able to put it out to your different social networks to, you know, show your support in that way of the independent artists that you can find over at the All Media Artists website. It looks like my music board and, oh, no, let's see, okay, I spoke too soon. It looked like it was back up and then it's shut down, so... Okay, it looks like it's back up again, and it doesn't look like Terrell has called in yet, so I'm going to try again to play Indigo Moon by Black Eyes. All right, that was Black Eyes with their piece, Indigo Moon. Now, the board has disappeared on me, but I believe that maybe Terrell's line is open. Terrell, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, yay, at least I can, you're there, even though my board's not there. Terrell, I hope that you, got on your knees with your midget minds or whatever and just, said some prayers or whatever, because I really, really want to do this feature with you tonight.
And I really, really want to do it. I told the mimes and midgets to behave tonight, by the way, so we should have no problems.
You sure? Because, are they the reason why my show's acting up the last 2 days?
That might have been the Illuminati. I don't.
Because I'm like, oh, well, I'm not sure if everybody can hear you in the chat room. Let me just see. Can you guys by chance hear us in the chat room? Because my board's not up.
No one's responding.
They're not. I don't know if they can hear me then. Okay, so guys, can you hear us? Because Terrell is on the phone with me right now. Okay, I'm thinking maybe they can hear us, Terrell. So anyway, thank you so much for your patience and, just working with me through these glitches that I'm running into. And the bad thing is I can't tell why it's happening. If it's the internet, if it's Blog Talk, if it's, my computer system, I don't know what's happening, I have messages into Blog Talk, and they're like, can you explain exactly what's going on? I'm trying to explain that to you. So, Terrell, thank you so much for coming back tonight with me, and, hopefully we can get through this. Your fans have been hanging on the phone from the very beginning of the... So I don't know if you want me to bring, your fans on earlier, if you want to talk a minute.
I have fans.
You have fans.
And they, I do?
And they've been... Yes, and they've been hanging on the line since the beginning of the show.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, and they have their hands raised.
Wow, that's good.
So would you like to talk to your fans first? Do you want me to play a piece, or would you like to talk a minute about yourself?
I really don't like to talk about myself. I'm just one of those people
I like
for my work to speak for me. I speak very little about me. I mostly speak about the pieces and my writings and life. That's pretty much about it. So, if you want to play a piece and we can talk about it and I can talk to people and see why they actually tolerate me and see why people actually tolerate me, that'll be fine.
Okay, but you know what? I'm going to somehow, before this show shuts down and closes up and everything, I'm going to get you to talk about yourself a little bit, because I know that there's a story behind all of this madness that you create, whether it's a blessing or whether it's silliness or whatever. I know there's a story. But with that said, I'm going to play the very first piece that I ever heard. And this is a piece that Antoinette directed me to. And she's like, Lady Flavor, you really need to check out this particular spoken word artist. I think you'll dig him. So this is Terrell Kay's piece, which is called She Was Never Told.
She was thick, she was fat. Yo, shorty wore that. Was even told how good she looked from the back. But she was never told. She was told how fine she was, and men admire her for her shape. The closest thing to flattering was, yo, my new fries come with that shape. She was taught to be fondled and catcalled was good. A diamond in the rough is what she was called in the hood. She was called It, Miss Thang, Miss Coca-Cola bottle frame. Honey, baby, sweetie, boo, everything but her parent to give her name. And for her, any attention was good attention and was assumed as affection. She was never taught to have standards for her process of selection. And she learned young that a man will often take what he wants. And she learned the remarks were compliments and form of sexual taunts. She was taught, you only live once, girl, just go on, get laid. She was never told that she was fearfully and wonderfully made. They never told her that she could go beyond being just a hood beauty, that she could be called Madam President instead of Miss New Booty. So why no one ever told her to prepare herself for Mr. Right instead of Mr. Right Now, to keep herself holy and pure until her marital vow. But she was never told that her true worth didn't lie in her sexual skills. The men in her life were meant to compliment, not complete her, not some sex with the bills. She was worth so much more than trying to get some in the front seat of the Hummer. So much more than the love for the summer. Worth more than making to sing falsetto. But she was only taught to cling and never learned to let go. She became dependent upon worthless men. Never knew how she changed as she grabbed the independence and grabbed an I and an N. Her motto became, don't hate the player, hate the game. She was never taught self-worth, so she was limiting her shame. Cause you see, she was never told she has the power and the right to say no. A true beauty that never got to fully blossom and grow. And by the time I got to know her, she was bitter and jaded. Admirers had long gone because the cuteness had faded. Acting so old and bitter at such a young age. Men are all demons, she said, with a venomous rage. And it hurt me to see her in such a state. Unhappy with her stretch marks, baby fat and weight. And she ran herself down using the same words her lusters use. Defeating the parts of her others hadn't abused. Me being who I am, I approached her and spoke. Do you know you're beautiful? Cause God said so. And saw a glimmer of hope. And she said no. Cause no one ever told her.
All right, that was She Was Never Told by my featured guest tonight, Terrell K. And in the chat room, Terrell, you know, John was saying it's so very, very true, very sad, but very, very true. So I know there's a story behind this, and you know, I could give you definitely my opinions on it, but I first want to hear, you know, where this came from within you to create.
The story behind that is my daughter, I know she's going to kill me for telling it because she is tired of hearing it. A few years back when I originally wrote it, she came home from school and she was really upset about something. And I asked her, I said, baby, what's wrong? She said some young girl in her class didn't want to be her friend anymore. And I said, why not? She said, because I told her I'm a princess. And I was like, okay. She said, well, Daddy, aren't I your princess? She said, yeah. I mean, I told her yes. And she said, well, I told her, I said, well, I'm my daddy princess, and I know that you're your daddy's princess too, so you're a princess. And the little girl responded to her. She said, no, my daddy wouldn't call me nothing like that. That's stupid. And the young girl didn't want to be her friend anymore. And as my daughter told me, I began to think, how many fathers or parents have not, especially with their daughters, how many have not told their daughters how beautiful they are? Have they ever told them about their worth? Have they ever told them that, you know, you are a princess? You know, have they ever told them, you know, how great that they really are? And I'm just thinking about when I think about, you know, the choices that some people make, and it's because maybe someone never sown into them at a young age their greatness that it lies within them.
Mhm.
And so that's what inspired that.
But you know what? That's a great story, and I mean, I think it's a beautiful story. At the same time that you have raised, you know, your daughter and calling her a princess, and just knowing that she's beautiful and she's special and all of that. And I think that you're right, Terrell, that many people are not raised, even young men, they're not raised to understand, you know, that they are special from the very, very beginning, that they are beautiful inside and out. And, you know, so many, you know, place values of what a person's worth is in the wrong direction. You know, I used to tell authors all the time that, you know, I look at the pictures, you know, because I started out in this game as a book reviewer, right?
Uh-huh.
And I would look at the pictures that they've created on the covers of their books to then how they describe the characters inside their books, and they look nothing like the author.
Yeah.
And I would think to myself, why don't you write about somebody who looks like you, you know, like, you know, you're desirable or you're worth, you know, being put into a book or, you know, some, you know, and I used to say to people, you know, I'm just a little short thick Japanese German girl. How come you don't write books of a character that looks like me? You know, because I desire all those things as the people that you describe in your book, but I don't look like the person in the book. So
you're absolutely right.
I really, really honestly appreciated when, you know, Antoinette, you know, brought my attention to this particular piece and to you, because I thought, you know what, this guy's got it going on. He really is honestly a messenger of God, you know, and taking the messages of, you know, and creating it in a way that all people, you know, secular or non-secular, can hear and understand and appreciate because of what society has put into our heads is what's acceptable. So, you know, let's ramble here a minute, you know, Terrell, because, you know, the midgets and the mimes or whatever, you know, they got into my keyboard and my system again, and the page has just kind of disappeared. But you know, you know what? Why don't you tell me the story behind, you know, this midget and mime thing? Because, you know, I see you going back and forth with certain people on Facebook, and I'm like, okay, obviously he's a character. Obviously he's like a comedian and a fool on top of this, like, you know, very powerful messenger through spoken words. So what is that all about?
Wow, the things with the midgets and the moms, it's like, I don't mean to offend people, but to me, those are just two words that sound funny together to me. You know, it's like, I just love saying those words. And you just have certain words that bring a smile to your face. And he's just like, I can say like a midget mime. And just saying that together just really makes me smile. And it's like, the mime thing is like a double joke. Because I tell people, mimes, you know, you've probably seen me post before of like, mimes never start war, or you've never seen a mime pick a fight. And it is just like, when you look at it also, it's just like a mime, you know, they don't say they're doing something, they just do it.
Okay, right.
And I think about something, I also joke with there's another poet, this great, awesome poet by the name of Queen Sheba, and she always used to say, don't tell them you're coming, just show up. And I just kind of twisted it to the moms. I'm like, moms don't tell you they're doing something, they just do it.
Okay.
So it's just a part of me being silly, you know, and the midget thing kind of, I guess I just like saying the word midget, so.
Okay. I was like, you know, sometimes I watch you. I'll be honest, you know, like I'm slow or something, you know.
No,
I'm like, what is Terrell, you know, and Sandrine and Antoinette talking about? Because obviously this is like going over my head. And do I even respond? Because I don't even know what I'm responding to. So I just let y'all, you know, do your thing, because I don't even know what y'all talking about.
Sometimes we don't even know what we're talking about. It just blurts out.
Okay.
Don't feel left out.
Okay. Well, you know, I knew that there was going to be this other side to you. You know, I think that there's going to be multiple sides to you that I'm really hoping that you're going to allow me to touch on, Terrell, because, you know, something in you told you, you know, that you have this gift to create words and put them together to where people will listen. And, you know, I think that's something you ought to really speak on.
Well, I mean, I've tried to figure that one out myself. I first started writing very young as kind of like a therapy for myself to get a lot of things out of my system. And no one really knew that I wrote. Of course, the obvious route, late 80s, early 90s, was nobody was really doing spoken word. I was a rapper. I was with, I want to say we were like a Public Enemy type group. And it was just really what I really spoke on a lot, even like when I first began writing my poetry, was out of my anger and my hurt. Because that's really, I'm not going to say that's all I knew, but that's pretty much all I knew how to express.
Okay.
And so I really couldn't see myself being a benefit really being a benefit. Like I said, it's a lot of stuff. We did a few shows, but it was like a lot of personal things I just really kept into myself. And I want to say it was many years after that, I used to keep a notebook with me, like a journal, and a young lady had picked it up, and she read through it, and she was like, I found your notebook. I'm like, it wasn't lost. I had it where I put it. And she was like, you know, I don't know what you believe in, but a lot of this stuff, a lot of people are going through, and they really need to hear it. And I really kind of, like, brushed it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to say, as I began to mature in myself and look at the world and really begin to draw and develop my relationship with God, is when I begin to see, okay, there needs to be a preemptive strike against a lot of things that are already out in the atmosphere. So it's kind of like you said earlier, how like sometimes you like the, how you wanted the authors to portray a picture of someone that was like them. You remember
right.
You said that earlier?
Mm-hmm,
and I think that's often is we don't really come out being relatable to a lot of people. We may say we arrived at a level and not saying what we went through to get to that level. And mm-hmm. I often tell people sometimes you must tell your testimony to encourage someone else. You know, I know about, you know, I know about living in a house with like 20-something people that are just trying to make it. I know about, you know, just barely getting by. I watched my mom struggle to do the best she could for my sister and I. So I'm going to just take these things and pour them out to let people know, hey, you're not the first person to go through this. You're not the last, but don't ever give up on yourself. You know, I just want always to remind people that there is a hope, no matter what's going on, that there is a hope. I think also the thing that was placed in my heart, don't just speak to life, but speak to life. Because a lot of times we say, okay, this is going on, but we don't say, okay, this is going on, but it could be so much better, or you don't have to dwell in that situation that you're in. And it's just like, prime example, Facebook. It's like, I think a lot of people use Facebook as their daily pity party, you know, and it's just like, wow,
yeah.
You want to go old school, like, turn that frown upside down. You know, you just want to let people know, hey, this is not the end. But we have so many people giving up without even trying. Or they've tried, but they kept trying the same things that didn't work. But I'm like, you know, you need to come at this a different angle.
Definitely. Well, you know, I talk about this book that was written by somebody that I grew up with who unfortunately passed away last year from cancer, and it's called Attitude is Everything by Keith Harrell. And, you know, and it's very simplistic in how he writes it. But, you know, I mean, a lot of the responsibility and how we think and feel really comes back on us. We like to blame others so very, very much. And I do think that Facebook and the social networks allows us to create this this space and place where we believe that we're amongst friends and family and people that we connect with on a regular basis daily, that we can just put stuff out there. You know, and it makes it easy. You know, in some ways I understand it and appreciate it because, you know, I live on Facebook myself. But my purpose is more so because, you know, I'm supporting, you know, artists and trying to just, you know, whether it be educate or promote or whatever it is, you know, my purpose goes a different direction. But I think that it gives us a way of, you know, in a sense, connecting without really letting people know our real selves.
True.
You know, and I think it's kind of sad because it's like, you know, many times we have this conversation about, oh, you text instead of actually making that phone call. Or, you know, you get online and you connect with people and think that these people are really a part of your world when there are people right outside your door that you could connect
with.
Definitely. So it's interesting. But you know what? It's a blessing because if it had not been, you know, for Facebook and Antoinette, I would have never, you know, connected with you, Terrell. So, you know, I mean, there's
definitely
lessons to this online thing. And for you to not just be able to get your message out to those within your own community and where you perform. You know, here it is. It gives you the opportunity to be able to touch the lives of masses around the world.
Very true.
And, and I hope you realize that, you are doing that. You know, people hear your pieces on the different shows that we play your pieces on, and we have different audiences. And I don't know how many times that piece that I just played, you know, she was never told that I have played it on my shows, and somebody from somewhere around the world has always reached back to me and said, I love that piece, it's powerful, you know, who did it, this and that. And so, you know, please know, Terrell, you are touching lives, and not just lives, you know, where you are, but lives around the world. So I thank you for that.
Thank you for playing me. I greatly appreciate it.
Of course, of course. You know what? Maybe I need to bring your fans on because they've been patiently waiting with their hands up.
Okay. I'll greatly appreciate that.
Okay. So I have opened... Oh, well, let me see if I can get this up. Okay. I have opened up the line for two callers from the 804. One is 308 and one is 448. You are on the air with Terrell K.
Hi,
Terrellis.
This is Aunt Peaches.
And this is
your mother.
Hey, this is your
mother.
Yeah.
Aww.
Hello. First of all, lady, I would like to thank you for accepting our call. And then I want to tell you thank you for the blessing that you all play in my son's pieces. And I enjoyed the music you played before he got there. And I am very proud of my son and his work and work through God that he's doing. And coming from the old school, I would also like to give a shout to my daughter-in-law, Lisa Donovan, and because I believe behind every good man there's a woman, so I'm very proud of her and the job she's doing working with my son. And God has really been good to us. We've been to the mountain and looked over and came back and know how blessed we really are. And like you said, he know how it feels not to have and to have. And I thank God for my son, 3 grandchildren he has given me. They're beautiful grandchildren. Yes, she is a princess, inside and out. And my son has been a blessing. You know, I always say that God gave me life through my mother, but he showed me how to live when I became a mother. So after Terrell came into my life, that's when I learned how to do the things that I need to do. Because, like they said, if it wasn't for the Lord, where would I have been? So if it hadn't been for God putting Terrell into my life, God knows where I'd have been. I'd have been there and done that. But
yes,
I've been blessed. And I really appreciate the works that the Lord does through Terrell. I mean, you wouldn't believe some of the things that... I mean, he's silly, and we all know that. And that
yes, he
thing,
is.
That midget thing don't cut it. That midget thing don't cut it with me because Terrell know I'm scared to death of him. That mess he be talking. But other than that, we have a relationship I want to believe that no other mother and son really has. I mean, it's just a winding and dining in our minds, you know. And sometimes he say things to me and I get a little bit upset and I'll be like, okay, Terrell. Or if I say something to him, he say, okay, Mom, great, go, I'll call you back. And next time he call, we back into the Bible and talking about the Lord and the goodness of his mercy.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I thank God so much. And like I said to my favorite daughter-in-law, and I'm going to stop running my mouth because his favorite aunt is on the other line and give her a chance to come through. But I love you, Sammy, from your mammy.
Yes, one thing I would like to say, that thing about Terrell saying that he's not a type of person to talk about himself, he's not. He's
okay.
always looking up to everybody else, and he's always, as his grandmother always say, he's always onward and forward to helping somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he really inspired me and my two boys. He was raised with my two boys, and
okay.
they look up to him, and I also look up to him in things that I have done in my life because of my nephew. I have changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of my nephew and the words that I hear him speak and every. Thing that he has to be involved with, I try to participate in it, and
yes.
him and his wife see me crying
mm-hmm.
because I thank God for him
okay.
and the changes he done brought to a lot of people in our life, you know, and he's always been my favorite nephew, and I thank God for him and for his wife, you know.
Right.
And we just want to say we're proud of this man. It's a God-fearing man. That's what he is. That's what
well,
he is.
You know what?
Terrell, we love you.
I appreciate you ladies calling in because, I mean, just with, you know, Mama calling in and Auntie, you know, calling
mm-hmm.
in, I mean, that just shows the foundation that Terrell came from. It just
kind
of
oh, yeah.
shows, you know, who he is and why he is the man that he is today. Of
oh,
course,
yeah.
we all go through our trials and tribulations as young
oh, yeah.
people, as parents, and just being in the world. That's just real talk, you know. But the thing
mm-hmm.
is for you two ladies to call in and give testimony, just as family, as Mama and Auntie, but to be able to also say not only, you know, how instrumental, you know, he has been in your world, but in the fact that, you know, in having him in your world, you two have grown. And that's
oh,
a beautiful
yeah.
thing, you know. And I have much respect for you sharing that because I feel that way about my own children,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that I have grown, too, in being a mother. And I loved you sharing that because I don't think that a lot of parents really acknowledge that, you know, a lot of who we are developed after we gave birth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Amen to that.
So, you know, when did you recognize that Terrell was really put here to be a messenger? Because he is. He is through his spoken word and how he puts a story together through his spoken word. He's a messenger.
Well, when Terrell was about, I guess, 8 or 9 years old,
mm-hmm.
we went to an old country church. I mean, the old ones where the bathrooms was outside and all. And Terrell got to talking to my mother, who is Reverend Brinkley. She's a minister. And he wanted to be a digging. So they put him in on the digging board as a junior digging.
Oh,
and,
okay.
I mean, he used to come there and pray and preach and everything. And I'm going to be honest, and I'm not just saying this because I'm his mother. But I have never had any trouble out to rail.
No.
And
no.
So it's not like I can say, well, he changed because of this or that. But if you don't
okay.
know my story, you can't appreciate my glory. So
yes.
the thing is, I'm sure after he growed up and he done just as much as anybody else's son done, but he always had respected our home. And his
okay.
mother, I mean, he never would just bring things to me. I'm sure whatever he did, he did, because no
okay.
one's perfect.
Yeah.
So other than that, I think from the beginning, I always knew that he would do something or be somebody. And then he went through life with different females. And then God came into his life and brought Lisa, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Terrell was, you know, not scrattling, but he didn't, I mean, he knew. And like they said, once you know something, you might not do it then, but you'll come back to it. You know, once we
okay.
teach our children something, even though
yes.
they stray,
yes.
they
yes.
if they're good and right in them, it's going to come back. And then he met a God-fearing woman. And
okay.
he loved Lisa to the point where I think he might have, I'm going because she want me to go, you know, because he was a man then. And I'm sure he just said it many days. Because we stayed in church day and night. Probably said, I ain't
okay.
going until I feel like it. But after
okay.
meeting
Lisa. Did you get a bad connection yet? Is her phone cutting off yet?
But after meeting Lisa, I don't think Terrell had too much choice if he wanted to be into her life. Because she was already a God-fearing woman.
Hello? I can't hear. What?
That's a silly little midget right there. I mean, a silly one.
No, but I want to say it's Aunt Peaches. I've known years ago because him and my son, Vincent, which is his favorite cousin, we're
okay.
on the bus. You know, we're on the bus, getting on the bus, and some boys jumped my son.
Mm.
And it was a big, you know, a big fight. But when I got to the school, I jumped up with a crowbar. And
mm-hmm.
Terrell came jumping to me, praying and said, oh, no, Aunt Peaches, no, Lord have mercy, no. It wasn't this guy. I dropped out on, you know, jumped out on the wrong guy.
Oh,
and they called
okay.
Terrell the leader and called my son Martin Luther King, little Martin Luther King. So it always been that he was there to show everybody the right way instead of you being led the wrong way.
Right.
You know,
right.
so we knew it was something about that boy. You know, and he,
and Terrell,
he was in a gospel group in the church.
Being young, he was a joker with a
yep.
lot of guys.
And
because they always like he was scared, but God don't have any cowards in his army, but
that's
it's
right.
just a different
right.
way. He's always handled things in a much different way than young men would.
Yes,
and that
ma'am.
Was a blessing right there.
Yeah.
And he's
well,
a terrific father. That's something else I want to put in there, Terrell.
Okay. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes,
awesome.
He is. Yes.
Well,
but I'm
going to
give somebody
again.
Else a chance to come in here because I don't
well,
want him to think we're the only fans he has.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you ladies calling in because, you know, I mean, that says a lot about who he is, you know, to have, you know, his mama and his auntie call in and just share, you know, stories about who he is because, you know, like I told Terrell, I know there's much more to him than just, you know, his
oh, yeah.
spoken word and, you know, and being the messenger and everything. You know, I'm a Baptist minister's daughter, and so, you know, I understand what you're saying. You know, when you're given that foundation from the beginning, you know, even if you stray a bit, you come back, you know what, you know, you were raised with and what was instilled in you, you know, as a young person. And so, you know, as Terrell's ministry is through his words of spoken word and being able to put that story together that all people can relate to, you know, that's why I created Flava News. You know, this is my ministry and being able to support and appreciate and uplift, you know, independent artists. So it's a blessing for me to have, you know, come to know your son. Now it is a blessing for me to come to know you, Mama and Auntie, you know, and thank
and
you
I will
so much
be
for
listening
calling
in on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I will be listening in on you and praying for you all the time.
All right. Thank you so very, very much.
Hey, Terrell, can you pay me for calling in?
Well, both of us, I know our people will be asleep.
I can smile on the food stamp. That work?
I
love you too, Bobby. Love you.
Oh, oh Bayo too.
Lord
yeah, that's
Jesus.
His sister.
Lose the connection now. Lose the connection now.
Please.
Yeah, but thank
love
you so much.
Love
oh,
you all.
Thank
you for calling.
Alrighty.
Okay. Night, night.
All right, love you.
Bye-bye.
So, Terrell, how did that feel to have your mom and your auntie call in?
Very awkward.
Very awkward? Why do you say that?
Well, you just messing with them. I just want to know when they learn how to talk so proper. That was good. They didn't practice that.
Ah, well, you know, hey, they're trying to shine the light good on you right now.
Yeah, like I said, I don't. It took them to do because I don't really like to talk about me. I just really don't.
Well, I mean, and I, you know, I understand that, you know, but I think at the same time, Terrell, you know, there's a story behind who you are as an artist, and that's one of the things that I try to do, you know, through my radio shows is. And I have this conversation a lot with the artists right here in Seattle that, you know, when you kind of get to know the person, it almost allows you to have a better appreciation for their art. You know, you have a better idea of where it actually comes from. Because it's one thing to create, but if you don't have an understanding and a sense of who that artist really is as a person, I don't think you necessarily always get, you know, where the creativity comes from. So just even when with your auntie and your mama calling in and sharing, you know, stories about you, I mean, that must just really honestly feel very, very good, you know, because I hear those type of things from my daddy, and so I just have to brag. I'm a princess, you know, I'm a daddy's princess too, you know, and so it makes me feel good when my daddy gives me praise. So, you know, it's got to feel good, you know, to have your family call in and give you praise also.
Yeah.
All right, so with that said, let's jump into another piece by Terrell K, and this is called Let's Talk About Love.
Let's talk about love. A love not mixed with lust. An urging that says today I'm here, but tomorrow I'll betray your trust. Can we talk about love? A love not based upon a physical touch, but a love that when you're gone for a second, you miss it so much. Can we talk about love? A love that you promise to cherish until death. A love that to make it last, you give your very last breath. Can we talk about love? A love concentrated, pure down to the core. A love that renews itself when you think nothing new is in store. Can we talk about love? A love fortified and worth more than any earthly treasure. A love that any gem nor rare stone could compare nor measure. Can we talk about love? Not just a feast of the brethren called agape, but a love that breaks you down and say, okay, you got me. Can we talk about love? A love that you can be 100% real with. A love that says, accept me for me and all you have to deal with. A love that you may question its choices, but not its authenticity. Let's talk about our love, a love that shall forever change history.
So many ways to say I love you. Change her name and say I'm old. Look out for your thought, I choose to show you. If I could have just a chance to show her love, I just remember cafe is baby when I'm with you. There's so many ways to say I love you. Change the name and say I'm old. Look up, it's how I choose to show you. If I could have just a chance to show her love, I just remember cafe is baby when I'm with you.
Let's Talk About Love by my featured guest tonight, Terrell K. So, Terrell,
yeah.
You have a book out, correct?
Yeah. Yes. I have a book, a collection of my poetry. It's called Life Hymns and Love Notes. And it's pretty much, actually, the piece you just played is one of the pieces that comes out of the book.
Okay.
It comes from the section on love. So... and actually that was that piece also featured David Humphrey, who's also known in my area, Super Dave. I was in the studio recording for another artist, because that song, that piece, like I said, was originally in the book. That's not actually a performance piece, but I had 30 minutes left over in the studio because I was in it to record for Ricardo Flow for Platinum Souls, doing a feature for his CD, The Beat Snatcher, Volume 2, and I had 30 minutes left, and Dave was like, well, you paid for 31 minutes, what you going to do?
So we
did that, and he blessed it with his vocals onto it, and like I said, it was placed in my heart. That, like I said, I just randomly went through and just decided to do that one piece.
Okay. That's amazing. So I was going to ask you, on your audio pieces, you know, who is creating, you know, the music and the arrangements behind your voice?
The majority of my music, even the ones that are on doing it, is the same gentleman who does my covers, James Ells, better known as Bravado Souls, based out of York, Virginia. Very humble guy. He's pretty much, as awesome as he is, he doesn't get involved with social media or anything at all. It's like you will not find him online.
Okay.
But I would really compare his creative process to Ryan Leslie. Very down to earth, humble young man.
Okay.
And the other only track on my CD that wasn't done by him, it was done by Alicia Strahan, young lady I met online. She actually did the track for Sex Sales and Paying Pays. And which people find it amazing that a female did it, because it has like a heavy Midwest bass type feel to it. And a lot of people automatically think that a guy did it, but no, it was done by a female.
Okay.
And it really catches people off guard. and the other one, Chocolate Covered Strawberries, was done by Al Fraser of Smooth Beats, smoothrnbeatsonly.com. That's who did the other one. And like I said, I just went online and randomly found that track and purchased it. It just seemed fit just right for what I was trying to convey for Chocolate Covered Strawberries.
So now, what is the title of your CD?
The CD is called The Audible Experience. And it's kind of, if you want to do the whole thing, it's actually, since it's a continuation of Life Hymns and Love Notes, it's just like Life Hymns and Love Notes, The Audible Experience, which is pretty much the spoken word version of the book itself. And the reason I chose to do that is because I was an artist before I was considered a writer, and I always wanted to perform some of the pieces. And so I did this CD because I wanted people to hear the passion behind some of the words that are written within the book.
I think that's a great idea, because I'll have to tell you that, you know, I love reading poetry, but there is nothing like actually hearing it. Because when you hear it, it takes what you read to a different level. And so I definitely, you know, I would encourage any poet, you know, whether you be a poet or a spoken word artist, to actually do audios, just because, you know, the people that experience you, it will just kind of heighten their appreciation for who you are and your words. So, Terrell, where can people find your CD and your book?
The CD and book, the book is available through Publisher Graphics Bookstore.com. I'll re-put the link back up on Facebook because I always get it wrong. But it's Publisher Graphics Bookstore.com, and the title is Life Hymns and Love Notes. And the CD is actually downloadable off of, it's available on iTunes and Amazon MP3. And I think Rhapsody has it now.
Okay.
So
out of curiosity, do you have this information also on your All Media Artist page?
I think I do. If I don't, I will put it there.
I think it's just a good idea, you know.
Yeah, it would be a great idea.
You know, for you to have that information up there and, you know, anywhere else that you might be online, just so that, you know, when somebody finds you, and of course the All Media Artist is all about, you know, us directing, the listeners and fans and artists over to the All Media Artist website. But I think that it's important for people to know where they can find out more about you on the different networks that you're on and where they can purchase your product. Now, before I play another piece, I'm just curious, Terrell, do you do this for the passion and the love of the art, and with the capabilities of knowing that maybe your message will hit home with someone? Or is there a part that also has a desire to be able to make money off of your art?
In all honesty, I hear a lot of people say your gift will make room for you. People say that to me all the time. Your gift will make room for you. I've never really desired to go out like, yo, I want to make a G a show, because I've had people try to tell me what they feel like I'm worth or what I should get paid to do a show. And to me, it's no different than a preacher getting up and say, I have to charge you $70,000 to do this sermon. If I felt like God gave me something, he entrusted me with something to give to you, how can I really put a price on that? So it's with gas being high, I would like to know, hey, if I'm coming to you, you're going to give me gas money to get back home. But when it comes to, I really, really prefer to know that someone was inspired by just a few words in which I was entrusted to give in, rather than just somebody writing out a check for X amount of dollars. That's not what I'm seeking. If it so happens I do get paid, then so be it. But I'm going to find a way to flip that and give that, find a way to give CDs away to somebody for free. You know, give books away for free. That's how I try to do it. Because my thing is, I want to, as much as I possibly can, as I'm being blessed, I want to be a blessing to other people.
I understand. I understand, and I think that it's, you know, and the reason why I asked that, and you know what, you answered it the way that I kind of, you know, expected you to respond, and I have a greater appreciation for that. And that's one of the interesting things in working with independent underground artists. You know, there is a challenge, okay, about, you know, and it almost feels like a fine line between, do you do it for the love and the passion,
mm-hmm.
or are you doing it to make money? And the thing is, you know, how do you balance that all out? Because I do think it's okay, you know, to make money from your art. I do think that you can still be a blessing to others and make money from your art, you know. But how do you balance that all out? And how do you work, you know, with that? You know, I think that's the challenge and the interesting thing. So I definitely appreciate the fact that, you know, your goal is about, you know, just inspiring and letting somebody know, like you said, that, you know, you're not the only one who's gone through it. You know, there are other people who've been there and are there with you right now. And, you know, and just know that you can weather the storms and make it through that. So with since you brought up Sex Sells and Pain Pays, I'm going to play that piece by you.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
McGizzle.
That's right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm a star. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We gon' shake that. Do the latest dance.
Yeah.
Make it pop like a drop.
Uh-huh.
Mommy firm, hold your stance.
Yeah.
Not here to hear what you heard. I'm here to cover up. The Jim Jones flavor.
Hey.
Here, have a cup. Let the music steal you. Hook like confuse you. Forget my videos. Just verbally abuse you. The more things change, the more they stay the same. So why not get paid for your sales of sex and pain? Could you see? Sex sells and pain pays. Misery had company since the beginning of days. So you've been hurt? Well, I've been hurt too. Buy my CD so we can share what we've been through. Place your ear to the speaker. It's like leaning on my shoulder. Please say this way. I don't want you to be made over. Let's discuss your hurt and sexual promiscuity. Your pain is my gain. That's the common bond of you and me. Let me meet you right here when you're hurt. No solution. I'll do three versions of the same song. We'll call it Lonely Confusion. Because how could he or she leave you like this? Play my MP3 while you're clenching your fists. Let me be that soundtrack to your life. Hear my iTunes exclusive while you left with that man's wife. Oh, you live in poverty? I grew up on Section 8. I went from orders of noodles to black Angus steak. But that was then and this is now. Think I help you get out? No way, no how. Cause if you're free, who download my CD? So my music will glorify the emptiness of where I used to be. So be a duffel bag boy, be my money runner. Be a pimp to your lady, make her call you stunner. Ladies, I can tell you you're worth more than your weight in gold. Or tell you you're not just a piece of sex to be bought and sold. But if I did, you might believe in yourself. And my freestyle uncut DVD would still be up on the shelf. And if I did, my videos would have no swagger. And it'll be taking my career and stabbing it with the dagger. Over and over, then I'll be back to broke. And I ain't trying to go back to the hood, so support me, folks. So keep pouring 40s on your homeboy graves. And I may tell you Jesus walks, but never Jesus saves.
That's pretty intense there, Terrell. But you know what? What a strong message. And, you know, one of the things as a supporter of artists and, you know, people who promote events and this and that, it just really kills me how, you know, in their mind, sex sells and being able
mm-hmm.
to objectify women, you know, to try to get somebody to come to a club or an event or whatever. And I thought, okay, if you just took a very colorful flyer, you know, with all the pertinent information that you need, you know, for people to know where the event is, who's going to be hosting it, who's
mm-hmm.
going to be, you know, on the bill, to how much it's going to cost, does that mean people won't come, you know? And, you know, if you know, and excuse me, Mom and Auntie, I know you're on the phone, I've got you muted right now, but it's like, you know, to have, you know, women allow people to call them bitches and hoes and whores and,
mm-hmm.
you know, go to that extreme and accept it. That's just
yeah.
never acceptable in my book, you know. And but
well,
that sells. That type of stuff sells.
And it's just like I understand things become different with, quote-unquote, each generation. But I think I brought this up to Cheryl Wood one time before, and it even kind of goes back to what I told my daughter. We learn young what we will accept from other people or how we choose to be addressed. And it's like there is so much social irresponsibility going on in our music. You know, I listen to a lot of mainstream music, not because, honestly, it's like not at times, not even because I want to, but I just want to hear what messages are being put out on a daily basis, in which our youth are digesting. And it's just like when you look at these artists, and it's like the way that they flaunt themselves, it's just like, okay, I got this false bravado, I got this machismo, I got the money, I got the car, oh, the women are attracted to that. And you have a lot of women like, okay, to get someone like that attention, this is how I must carry myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just crazy to be at that point. And the crazy thing about it is at one time I was like, I wanted to be that guy. But when I tried to be that guy, I couldn't be that guy. Because I still felt in my heart, I'm like, okay, this isn't right, you know. There's these two little daughters. This guy, I think he wrote a song for his two young daughters. They wrote a song questioning Lil Wayne. I think it's called Dear Wayne. And they're asking him, you know, you objectify women. You talk about this, you call them that, you call them out of name. But they were pretty much, they asked the question was, do you refer to your daughter the same way you refer to these women?
Exactly.
And I think the craziest thing, I was judging a contest one night, and it was supposed to have been a positive vibes event. And I'll never forget, there was a group of guys and a female, they got up, and they got up, and I remember one of the bars in their track that said, "We'll bust up on your house wearing all black, point a piece to your head, and go blah 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 blah."
Mm.
And we tried to call them on it. We're like, you know, first of all, this is supposed to be like a positive vibes event. What did that have to do with anything? And they were like, "Well, we just speaking on what's going on in our world." But I'm like, okay, if you're repeating what's going on in your world, let's speak out of how you want to change your world. How you want to change your environment. And I think Jay-Z summed it up pretty much. Jay-Z even said one time, "I can write like Common, I can rap like Common, but that's not going to put money in my pockets." And that's where we are. That's why it's called Sex, Sales, and Pain Pays, because you have these artists getting paid off of people saying, oh, I can relate. The average rapper pretty much that came out of the ghetto, or the way they say they came out of the ghetto, after their first CD, and they've got that money forwarded to them, they're out of the hood. They're no longer in the hood.
Interesting,
they're
right.
They're out, but they're still doing hood music because people can relate to it. Like, oh, yo, son, yo, I feel it. That's rapping for my block. That's for my block, son. I feel that. But I'm like, honestly, I think the craziest thing that happened was when I was with this outreach organization, this young man, we had to do a radio interview. We went in the neighborhood. We was like, we're going to take two kids from the neighborhood with us. So we had a radio interview to do when they came with us for the interview. And so we're on the air, live air, and next thing you know, one of the guys is crying. And I'm like, yo, what is this dude crying for? So we had to take him out of the booth. I'm like, yo, who said something to him to make him cry? He was like, nah, man, this is real. He was like, yo, I got every 50 Cent CD, every Jay-Z CD. I got Biggie and all them on my wall. But he was like, yo, you know what? None of them, as much money as I spend on them, have taken time to make me feel like I'm worth something. And I think back to my mother, and they talked, you know, when they called, I was laughing because I'm like, okay, they just painted this whole little rosy little picture, which I'm glad this is cool. But I always think about my uncle, my godfather. He had sent me, I think I had to be maybe, I couldn't have been no more than 10 at the time. He had got me a subscription to National Geographic magazine. And I was like, yo, what am I do with these? You know, really, what am I do with this? And he basically, with the letter he sent me to let me know how I got the subscription, he said, I want you to see beyond the world that's around you. And I want a lot of these people to know that this whole hood mentality is not cute in the real world. You need to see the world beyond you. You need to stop thinking that this is just how you have to be because somebody told you you have to be.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, I don't know if you've heard me say it, Terrell, but I think that when it comes to art, art is something that's very powerful and very influential in how we think and feel and react to it. And that I don't know if artists really understand the power that they have and how we feel in our world, in our life as individuals, you know, and that, you know, whether it be a painting, whether it be a spoken word piece or a song, you know, a musical piece, whatever, it can really influence how we feel. So, okay, if you honestly came from a life like that, how about creating something about a life that you would like to have or you would like your children to have or how you would like society to be? How about creating, you know, those things? Because I think that once you start putting that positive out there, then you start reaping that, you know, it starts being manifested. But as long as we continue to accept and put out there negative type stuff, I think there's one thing when you can create a piece that allows somebody to feel and understand, you know, that you're there with them. But when you put out pieces that's just so negative and degrading of not only others, but of self, you know, of self. And I don't know if they understand that they're creating, you know, an image and a message that doesn't necessarily make them look good, you know. And then on top of it, people are buying it who honestly have never lived that life.
Well, let me put it to you like this, and a lot of people would disagree, but I'm gonna use his very own words. Tupac Shakur is the number one example of how somebody can market themselves. And they go with what people want from them. His first CD, that was like the only CD I bought of his, and he portrayed, each track was almost like a different character or image of Tupac in which he wanted to present himself. And a lot of people gravitated towards the thug image, and that's the image that he stuck with. And he himself, he said, I never was shot at until I spoke about it. So that once again goes back to there being the power of life and death in the tongue. And so people don't realize how much when you speak over yourself, how much you speak into yourself. And people forget he went to the Baltimore School of the Arts. How much of a thug can he be? And the same thing is happening once again with Nicki Minaj and Drake. Nicki Minaj is an actress. She went to a performing arts school. Drake, he's an actor also. But they turn around and do this music, and our kids are like, oh, they know what I'm feeling. They can relate, this and that. And I tell people, we have a problem when we have a young lady who calls herself Barbie, yet and still she's a character. So it's just like, okay, you're finding fault with yourself. And you're calling that being different because you're trying to cover up with what you may not like about yourself. I mean, it's no judgment on her or what she chooses to do. But once again, it's just like, what are these other people seeing and what they're digesting? And once again, that goes back to the home front. You know, we as parents, we as role models, we must let them know, like, oh, it's okay, okay. You have to let them know there's a difference between the entertainment value of it and the reality of it.
Well, I have to agree, and I don't think a lot of even, you know, people who create, you know, and the bad thing is I do think that hip-hop and rap gets a bad rap. You know, I do think, you know, there are some artists that, you know, there are artists out there definitely that are creating some good stuff. You know, but I think the bad thing is, you know, at least like here in Seattle, you know, the hip-hop community and some of the stuff that's being created right here, you know, the artists are parents. And it makes me wonder, okay, where are your kids when you're creating this? Or where are your kids when you're, you know, you're playing this? Do you play it in your house? Do you play it in your car? Are your kids hearing it? And is that really okay? And one of the artists that I have great respect for, you know, up here as far as his style, his presentation, you know, I was sent a video, and the song is good. You know, the song is good. There's actually no cussing in it. There's somebody smoking weed in the video, and I'm like, and his two boys are in the video, and I'm like, is that really okay? I'm like, really, is that okay with you that your boys, you know, are in this video and there's somebody in your video smoking weed? And, you know, of course, me, I call people out on stuff, and I know sometimes they don't like that. But you know what, Terrell, there's another fan that's been patiently waiting, so let me bring him in.
Okay.
All right, caller from the 608, thank you so much for your patience in holding on. You're on the All Media Artists with Terrell K.
Yes, thank you. This is Terrell's Uncle Gary. I was just calling to tell him to keep up the good work, and his Wisconsin family is pulling for it in the best way. And just keep the faith and tell him God loves you.
Love you,
and we love
you. Well, Terrell, the family is just rallying behind you tonight.
Yes, it is. My family has given me strong support, and there is like a whole, it's like a whole other story with Uncle Gary that I can get into that I'm not, but my uncles have really, really stood behind me, and I really, really thank each and every last one of them for real.
So Uncle Gary, so do you have some good stories to tell about Terrell?
No, I'm going to keep quiet on those. Yeah.
Okay. We won't push you then.
Just tell him peach cobbler. Just tell him peach cobbler. He'll know.
Uh-oh, he said peach cobbler, Terrell. Okay, we got a story about some peach cobbler or something? Okay.
That's a story for my kids and my Aunt Diane. That's what that story is for.
Well, I mean, it speaks so much that your family has called in tonight and, you know, supporting you, you know, on the show and things like that, and letting you know, publicly how proud they are of you. You know, it doesn't happen very often, you know, where, you know, family calls in and loved ones call in, you know, to the different features that I do. So I this is endearing to me, you know, and that means a lot to me that, you know, Uncle Gary and your auntie and your mama, you know, called in tonight to share this time with you.
I'm still here.
Oh.
I'm listening.
Oh.
So Terrell, do you want to stay on the show with me till the end? We've got like 23 minutes left. You are definitely welcome to.
Could you play Chocolate Covered Strawberries, please?
I will definitely do that.
Uncle
Gary, I'm going to put you on hold so you can continue listening with Mama and Auntie too.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, so let's find. Terrell has requested that I play Chocolate Covered Strawberries, and this is featuring Jalecia Harper. Did I say her name correctly?
Yes, it is. Jalecia Harper.
All right, so this is Chocolate Covered Strawberries.
Hey, how you doing? I just saw you walking behind. I just had to speak.
Okay.
Excuse me, but what's your name?
Angie.
Oh, yeah, I like that. It suits you well.
Thank
so,
you.
Where you headed to?
School.
Okay, I'm going that way, too.
All right.
Mind if we talk for a while?
No, I have a few
minutes. I just want to get to know you a little better.
Okay.
No, I feel you. Kick your butt.
Hold on.
Like, wow, you're stunning. I've never seen a beauty like yours before. My hotel room's waiting with chocolate-covered strawberries and rose petals on the floor. Just lay there, baby, and let me tell you things to get you all excited. Allow me into that special place, openly invited. Just give me a little while and I promise I won't be too long. Let's do what lovers do despite you knowing it's wrong. See, baby, I've got needs. Well, actually, they're wants. So to meet them, I entice you with sensual teas and taunts. See, I can do the dance. I wink and I flirt. Got to get what I want and even faking would work. So who knows what things I might say. You could be fragrance free and I'll belt out, you sure smell good today. I'll take you out to dinner and to a movie and enjoy a laugh, just to get a taste of the benefits your marital mate should have. Let's get close, closer. Now that's as close as you get. Now it seems I purposely make you upset. I don't have to work hard, your desires made it easy. But I tell you, this separation is not about you, because it's about me. And in actuality, it is, because I've gotten what I've desired. The thrill is gone, and what I felt has expired. So I'll leave a piece of me with you lying there all alone. Now the next one has to chip away at your heart of stone. It's their turn to work through the hurt and pain your heart carries. Wait a minute, I see my next victim. Excuse me, do you like chocolate?
Chocolate
strawberry.
Covered strawberry.
Alright, that was Chocolate Covered Strawberries by Terrell K featuring Jalecia Harper. So, you know, I can have a reaction and response to this too, but why don't you give your story first, Terrell?
The story behind that is just, I wanted to speak on how people can, it's like people can almost sense someone's vulnerability and use them until they get what they want and just carry on.
Sure.
And we do that also often in relationships. The funny thing is, a lot of people like, I wrote that, you know, yeah, a lot of women need to hear that, but they don't understand. A lot of men need to hear that too, because I'm pretty much based it upon my experiences from females getting close to me, getting what they want, and just get, you know, just going on to the next. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. They're often asking, why do these people keep coming to me? You actually can give off a vibe that people can pick up, like, okay, they're lonely, they're desperate, and not to me, you don't have to even just, it's not even really a give off type thing, but you just have certain people, they just feed off of it. It's like they just can look at you and just like they see it around you, like, ooh. They need attention,
right.
And I'm gonna take advantage of that. And
right.
You know, you just have people that do that. And I just wanted to speak on it, kind of like a warning thing, how it can come so smooth and so subtle. You know, like it's just like how the track is. It's just like a very laid back R&B-ish type thing. And you know, like, I'm gonna get so close to you, give you what you want, and I'm gonna lie to you, just so I can, you know, whether it's a financial gain from you, whether it's just a sexual conquest, you just have people that do that. And I don't care what you say you believe in, you can still be vulnerable in your heart, and people are going to prey on it.
I think that the, you know, connecting with people in the dating scene and all of that is so very, very different than when I was younger, you know. And, you know, what does dating even mean anymore, Terrell? You know, it used to be that it was safe to give somebody your address and, you know, have them come pick you up at your door and take you to, you know, dinner and a movie and bring you back and give you that, you know, kiss on the cheek at night at the door. And it seems that, you know, more so nowadays, it's all about kind of a more of a sexual energy versus a real connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people, both men and women, play into that sexual energy and think that they can get a real connection out of it at some point. And all of a sudden you're there, you're stuck. Sometimes children come into the world because of it with somebody that you don't really like or really, you know. And so it's like, I think that, both men and women know how to say, you know, what, you know, can grab you at that moment, just for that momentary thing, you know, and, you know, get their foot in the door. And then, you know, in many ways, people just walk away, you know, so.
Yeah, I
get it. I get it. And again, you know, I mean, you're a messenger, and if people really, really sit down and they really pay attention to what it is that you're really saying, and that, you know, the messages are not only just for women, it's for men too, you know, and that, you know, I think one of the biggest things, you know, to walk away from is that, you know, when we bring, you know, young men and young women into this world, you know, it's our responsibility. We give them their foundation.
Yes,
and what is it that we're going to give them, you know, that day, and how are they going to perceive life through our eyes? Because that's how they learn and they grow, you know. So obviously, with the love and support that we have witnessed tonight from your mother and your auntie and your uncle, you know what, Terrell, you're very, very blessed. You came from a great family, a great family, and, you know, you're a very lucky man. And I know you know that.
Yeah, sometimes.
So, you know, why don't I just play another track by you, since I've got a few more that I can play, and just kind of give that the diversity of the messages and your creativity. So I'm going to play The Storm by Terrell K.
Oh, no.
They say there's always a quiet before the storm, but judging by these dark clouds, this one's not abnormal. I can see the lightning bolts flash from far away.
What?
A part of me wants to inquire, God, are you okay?
What?
But instead of a reply, I hear a deep rumbling. I see the clouds twisting and tumbling. They're getting closer, so I seek shelter from the rain. The clouds are twisting and turning as though they're in pain. What's going on? Will this storm die out? It seems as though the clouds are a hurt soul ready to cry out. Deep, dark, and shifting as though an impending doom. One flash in the sky followed by a boom. But instead of a clash, I hear a voice speak clearly, saying, you all have forsaken all I truly hold dearly. Many of you say that God doesn't care, but this is a sample of the words that I hear from down there. We're okay with homosexual marriages. 8-year-old girls pushing baby carriages. Have sex, that's the habit, and unprotected. Let TV raise our children and leave them neglected. Let pedophiles lay hands on our children. Let's keep doing songs and suspecting our women. Let's support abortion in the skies of pro-choice. Let's hunt the church and take away its voice. Let's all chase after the ice and bling. Ignore signs of God, but there's no such thing. Matter of fact, let's play God and begin to clone life. Let's tell a husband it's only natural to cheat on his wife. And vice versa, we'll all become whores. Keep TV in reality, show lies worse than yours. Let's keep competing, turning friends to foes. Embarrass the fatherless children time and time on talk shows. We'll take pervertedness and cram it down your throat. It's okay to have sex acts with fake birds and goats. We'll make right wrong and make wrong right. Tell tales of death and smile while the news every night. Pass corners out to kids and say that they're accurate. Sex is too good to remain abstinent. We can kill your baby and cure almost all STDs. Keep people living in fear with tales of WMDs. Change the color for the terror alert. These things I hear and more truly make my heart hurt. So you can see the rain, those are my tears flowing. For man has become so full of yourselves and all knowing. You see the lightning clash, that's my anger manifested. Boy, you quest to know it all, my role is being tested. So as the thunder gets louder, just watch and pray. But as the storm ceases and the clouds rolls away, I watch the clouds of lightning flash as each roll. Dropped on my knees and prayed for every last soul.
Dear Father, all belongs to you. Please forgive us, for we know not what we do.
All right, that was The Storm by my featured guest tonight, Terrell K. Terrell, this has been a wonderful experience. I thank God that, you know, the radio show held out and we were able to do this feature tonight. And you know what, with your sharing, you told a little bit about yourself, my friend, maybe out without you even realizing it.
Yeah, it happens occasionally.
So, Terrell, in closing, you know, what is it that, you know, when people experience you, what is it that you really want them to walk away and feel?
I want them to walk away and feel like I imparted something into their life that I don't, even if it's something that may not necessarily have been for them, but it's something that they can share to encourage somebody else or just to remind somebody, like, hey, you know, you're almost there, keep going. I just want to be able to let people know that, you know, that there are those willing to speak into their life, that they're not alone, you know, that, you know, even in today's society, it's like, you know, it's hard to trust anybody. You can't turn to anybody. But I just want to remind people of a hope and that there's a true love out there that still exists. That's not about, you know, what can you do for me? It's just sometimes, you know, just let somebody know, like, hey, I just want to be there for you, and that's it. I don't want anything from you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's a great message. That's, you know, I hope that people listening to this show and whenever they have the opportunity to experience you, I think that they should be able to get that message because, you know, I get it. I know that the people listening in the chat room get it, you know, and I think that's something that we need to get back to. You know, it's very clear that you are a man of God, but you're a man, you know, and you're a family man, and you're a daddy, you know, and you're a husband, and you're a son, and a nephew, and all of that, that, you know, the family foundation is something that's clearly important to you and your family, and I think that's where we need to get back to, you know, is family. You know, that's where it all starts, and I think through your pieces, you know, in allowing us to share life, you know, with you and your pieces, I think as artists like yourself, Terrell, that can help us, bring, you know, come back to that foundation. Whether you have, you know, that family yourself. Family isn't always necessarily blood, you know,
and
connections, you know, connections can be made, you know, even over the internet, you know, where you
yeah.
can find that support, you know, too. So I'm not knocking, you know, all of that because I know that real relationships are developed here. And I think
definitely.
That, you know, you are one of those blessings, my friend. You are definitely one of those blessings. You know, when we talked about you coming on the show and all of that, you know, I wasn't really sure what to expect because, you know, I mean, it's like, you know there's that silliness that I see and, then I listen to the pieces. I'm like, okay, there's a messenger in there. And, you know, in reading your bio and understanding, you know, that you have a Christian foundation and all of that, I'm like, okay, this is an interesting man. But I think, you know, what I appreciate is that, again, your message, your style, creativity, you know, can reach all people, you know. And it's not just about reaching people, you know, within the church community.
Mm-hmm.
It's about reaching all people, and that's one thing that I appreciate about anybody who stands up and says, I'm a Christian, I believe in God, understands is that it's not about ministering to the people within the walls of the church, it's about ministering to the people outside the walls.
Definitely.
And that's when you can bring them in and understand, you know, that there is a higher power and that, you know, you can turn over, you know, your hurts and fears and foundations and all of the things that make you feel good and make you feel sad to a higher power to help you understand and guide you through it. So I think you do just that, and this was great. This was great. You got me over here in Seattle, Washington, with a big old grin on my face, looking out the window to this beautiful blue sky because it's still daylight out here, and just feeling very, very good, you know, very
okay.
good. I thank you so much for allowing me to experience you tonight, Terrell, and I thank, you know, everybody that came out to the show to listen to it live, whether they were in the chat room, whether they were in the wings, you know, to just be able to experience you. And you know me, I'll be pushing out the show after the fact, and, you know, just because I think that you're somebody that's very, very deserving to be heard. So, Mama and Auntie, I have opened up your lines again. So what do you think now?
It's a blessing.
Yep, I enjoyed the show. And
yes,
hi, Uncle Gary. I really enjoyed the show. Thank you, son, for another good show.
Yep.
And we're praying for you, and keep on doing what you're doing, and keep your eyes toward the hill which comes to strength. And thank you, ladies, so much for having him on your show. And it's been a truly blessing. And this will not be my last time tuning into you, because I enjoyed every bit of it.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And I appreciate the fact, you know, that you ladies, you know, you hung out the whole show. And, you know. And
yeah, got there before he did, huh?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, both of you were all way before, you know, Terrell called in. So,
because I was supporting another friend. Ha-ha.
So anyway, I appreciate you ladies tuning in tonight, Terrell. I appreciate the time and just your patience. You know, God worked it out. We were able to do the show tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very grateful for that.
And Terrell, your sister want me to let you know she's on the other line.
Who? Never heard
your
of her.
Uh-oh, we got Terrell's sister on the line.
Yes.
So Terrell's sister, so what did you think of your brother?
I love him. I love everything he does. He knows
that. Oh, that's so beautiful.
That boy retarded.
Maki Dada. Oh, Maki Dada.
Okay, clearly y'all have your own language, huh? Is it a Virginia thing? Is it like, okay, we got code going on
Excuse
here, right?
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm from Washington, D.C., thank you.
Oh, you're
from
Washington, D.C. Okay, Washington, D.C.
She was two.
We're from Chocolate City.
We're transplants.
Great
One more thing before I go, before you have to get off. I did want to give out 3 free CDs to listeners. The first 3 people to email me at jess_tk@rockandmail.com and put Flavor News in the subject line and your address, I will ship a free copy of the Audible Experience to you.
Okay, so listeners, did you hear that? Terrell is willing to give you a free CD to the first 3 that email him. Give out that email address again, Terrell.
It's jest_tk@rocketmail.com.
Okay, so and put Flavor News in the subject line, and then you will get a free CD, and you will be blessed. So you definitely want to, jump on that, right now. I give you permission to step away from the chat room, from whatever, however you're listening to the show, and contact Terrell. What a blessing it has been. It's been fun. At the same time, you were revealing Terrell without you even realizing you were revealing. And I appreciate that about you because, again, that kind of helps understand the story of who you are as an artist. So with that said, my friend, I'm going to play one more piece before the show runs out. And what piece would you like me to play?
I'll let you pick.
Oh, you're going to let me pick? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think I will play Think About It.
I remember a time when parents were parents and not the TV. Now my freeze tag and Monopoly have been replaced with iPods and PSP. We live our lives in handheld solitude. Hey, yo, text me if you want to holler. LOL, my BFF, MDWA, double sign of $. And they wonder, where are the next generation of revolutionaries? Because very few have been heard and even fewer have been seen. It seems the only cause that got us all is everyone must go green. Now, I know the future is at risk and I refuse to be cryptic, but last time I checked, AIDS was still an epidemic. And that goes beyond the debate of whether you were born gay or straight, or even America's obsession with weight. Now me, I'm a sold out believer in the blood of Jesus, and I know that faith can heal, and there should come a time in your frame of mind. Come on, y'all, let's keep this really real. So pardon me as I verbally explode, but ladies and gentlemen, this revolution shall not be T-bold. It will come to you live and direct from the Dolby surround sound of your speakers. Words for a generation that's wiser yet weaker. You got www.world at your fingertip. Man, it was Karen Wheeler and Soul to Soul, because I swear that we'd be needing it. And that's back to life, back to reality. I've been blessed with two sons and one daughter, and I can't let either one be a statistical casualty. Because you see, my father, Clarence, he was a James Evans, but he wanted me to grow up to be a Cliff Huxtable. But I allowed my surroundings to just bust that bubble. See, I was told because of my skin tone and where I was from, certain things were expected. And Renee, she did the best that she could to be certain that mentality was corrected. She had one simple rule: the rod shall not killeth thee. Forget a rod. That sister used a belt, a brush, or a broom, or a limb from a tree. And she did what she did, not out of abuse nor anger, but because she loved me so. And she did the best that she could to be certain my sister Bay and I could be nurtured and we could grow. And so they believed in me. I'm allowed to be firm in my stance. So my young man, please pull up your low self-esteem pants. And young ladies, I know there are a few questions and inquiries that you must know, like what are some of his future goals, and is he on the down low? Oh no, I'm not trying to point fingers or judge. Oh no, tisk tisk. I'm saying before you let it do what it do, make sure it's really worth the risk. Because you only got your one life to live, your whole world upon your shoulders. No replays, no timeouts, and no do-overs. Just think about it.
All right, that was Think About It by Terrell Kay, who is my featured guest tonight on the All Media Artist. Again, I want to thank everybody who came out to listen to this show live in the wings, to those that were in the chat room hanging out, to those that were on the phone, and to Terrell's family for hanging out with us during the whole show tonight. It was a blessing, Terrell, to have you. It was a blessing to have your Aunt Peaches and Uncle Gary and Mama and Sister, you know, be a part of this show by phone. And I thank you so very, very much. So, Terrell, tell people again where they can find out more about you and your art online, and then give out your email address again for the three free CDs.
Okay, definitely you can find me on allmediaartists.com. Which I definitely need to update. I can also be found on ReverbNation.com under Terrell K. Also, I'm on Twitter, Terrell K. Mercer. And I also have an artist page on Facebook, same name, Terrell K. Mercer. And I have free music and spoken word pieces to download on Reverb Nation and on my Facebook page also. And the email address is JUST_TK@rocketmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Terrell, again, for coming on tonight. And, you know, I'm really grateful that the show worked out so we were able to, you know, have you come on tonight. And, you know, thank you so much for being willing to come back since it didn't work last night. So I will continue following you. I will continue playing you on my variety of radio shows, Terrell, and you are welcome to come back anytime, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Good night now.
Good night, everyone.